You're listening to a message brought to you by Christian Life Church, Ross on Wye. To find out more about us, go to www.clch.cc.
So, I'm sure, as you may have spotted, I don't know if you've ever watched Finding Nemo. It used to be a favourite when our children were little. And Nemo is a fish, the clown fish, and he gets lost for one reason or another, and his dad goes after him, and he keeps going until he finds him. So we're just going to watch a little clip just to remind ourselves.
The whole thing, dude. First you were all like, whoa, and then we were like, whoa, and then you were like, whoa.
What are you talking about?
You, Miniman, taking on the jellies. You got serious thrill issues, dude.
Oh.
Awesome.
Oh, my stomach. Oh.
Oh, man. Hey, no hurling on the shell, dude, okay? Just waxed it.
So, Mr. Turtle.
Whoa, dude. Mr. Turtle is my father. Name's Crush.
Crush? Really? Okay, Crush. Listen, I need to get to the East Australian Current, EAC.
Dude, you're riding it, dude. Check it out. Okay, grab shell, dude.
Grab
Righteous! Yeah! So, what brings you on this fine day to the EAC?
Well, Dory and I need to get to Sydney. Dory, is she all right?
Ah, a little blue. She is sub-level, dude.
Dory! Oh, Dory. I'm so sorry. This is all my fault. It's my fault.
29:30, ready or not, here I come!
Oh my goodness!
Whoa, kill the motor, dude. Let us see what Squirt does flying solo. Noggin. Dude. Oh, intro. Jellyman, offspring. Offspring, Jellyman.
Jelly? Sweet.
Totally.
Well, apparently I must have done something y'all liked. dude.
You rock, dude.
Ow.
Curl away, my son. Oh, it's awesome, Jellyman. Little dudes are just eggs. We leave them on a beach to hatch, and then coo-coo-ca-choo, they find their way back to the big old blue.
All by themselves?
Sure.
But dude, how do you know when they're ready?
Well, you never really know, but when they know, you'll know, you know? Oh.
Hey, look, everybody.
I know that dude. It's the Jellyman.
Well, go on. Jump on him.
Jump on him!
All right, wait.
Are you crazy?
I need to breathe.
Are you running away? Here we come, the jellyfish. Is it a stingy?
one at a time.
Mr. Fish, did you die?
Sorry, I was a little vague on the details.
So where are you going?
Well, you see, my son was taken. My son was taken away from me.
No way.
What happened?
No, kids. I don't want to talk about it. Well, okay. I live on this reef a long, long way from here.
Oh, boy. This is going to be good, I can tell.
And my son, Nemo, he was mad at me. And maybe he wouldn't have done it if I hadn't been so tough on him. I don't know. Anyway, he swam out in the open water to this boat, and when he was out there, these divers appeared, and I tried to stop them, but the boat was too fast, so we swam out in the ocean to follow
him. We couldn't stop him, and then Nemo's dad, he swam out to the ocean, and they bumped into three
ferocious sharks. He scares away the sharks by blowing them up.
Golly, that's amazing.
And then dives thousands of feet
straight down into the dock. It's like wicked dark down there. You can't see a thing. How's it going, Bob? And the only thing I can see down there
is the knife from this big, horrible creature with razor sharp teeth. Nice barrier, man. And then he has to blast his way out.
Hey, little fish up there. Searching the ocean for days. On the East Australian current.
Twin City may be on his way here right now. That should put him in Sydney Harbour
in a matter of days. I mean, it sounds like this guy's going to stop at nothing
until he finds his son. I sure hope he makes it.
That's one dedicated father, if you ask me.
Like that guy is going to stop at nothing to get his son. And I just, every time I watch that film, I still think I can see different things in it. It's a kid's film, and yet it gives us a picture very quickly, a minute picture, portion of what God's love is like. Because Nemo's dad just wanted Nemo back. And that he stopped at nothing to go and get him. And that's the level of love beyond that God has for us. We are going to sing another song. It's going to be on here. And this song is a Dougie Doug song, which our kids loved when they were little, but we quite like them too. And this one is called Tidal Wave. So I don't know if you know it. There are actions, so I am going to move to the side because I'm not the only one that's going to do them.
In the sky, made the clouds a tower high. We worship you. You scatter stars with holy hands, dust of rock with golden sands. We worship you. It's a beautiful world out there. Simply awesome beyond compare. It's a beautiful world out there, and it's made by you. We bow down. Says in wonder and louder than thunder roar. You completely take our breath away. Our simple prayer is this each day. We long for your love, Lord, to hit like a tidal wave. Tidal wave, tidal wave, like a tidal wave.
You made the mighty oceans roar. Now from shore to shore,
we worship you.
You pray that life can skid through. Dance the song of joy to you.
We worship you. It's a beautiful world out there. Some way awesome beyond compare. It's a beautiful world out there.
It's made by you.
We bow down. Says in wonder and louder than thunder roar. You completely take our breath away. Our simple prayer is this each day.
We'll long for your love, Lord, to hit like a tidal wave, tidal wave, tidal wave, like a tidal wave. All you've made and all you've done in this place, let praise be sung. For all you've made and all you've done in this place, let praise be sung. For all you've made. We bow down, humble by the world you made, King of love, King of grace. Our voices in wonder and louder than thunder roar. You completely take our breath away. Our simple prayers this each day. We long for your love, Lord, to be like the tide. We bow down, humble by the world you made. King of love, King of grace. Our voices in wonder, louder, thunder, roar. You completely take our breath away. I sing the words this each day. We long for your love, Lord, to get like a tidal wave, tidal wave, tidal wave, like a tidal wave, tidal wave.
I find that song, I know it's supposed to be a kid's song, but isn't that just our heart's cry? From the very youngest to the very oldest, that God's love will just come. We're going to hear a story. I am going to... That PowerPoint for me. So there's a story very similar to the Finding Nemo one, which I'm sure most of you will know, in the Bible, about something that was lost. Find what I want. And... this is a clue to what the story is. I'm going to move out of the way, actually. So this is the story of the lost sheep. And this is the shepherd, and he is counting his sheep. One of them is missing. Oh, dear, where has it gone? He looks and he looks. He counts them again. There's 95, 96, 97, 98, 99. There should be 100. So he counts them again. 95, 96. 97, 98, 99. There should be 100. He must go and look. Is he in the hen house? No. Is he behind the haystack? No, no. Is he under the bushes? No, no, no. He is lost. Sorry, I can't read the next bit. All day the farmer looks for his sheep. He climbs up hills and scrambles over rocks. He crawls through bramble bushes. The thorns scratch him, but he will not give up. He is tired and hungry. His feet ache, but he will not give up. At last, he sees something. He looks again. There he is. He's fallen in the river. The farmer dives into the water. Splosh! He rescues the sheep. Hooray! The farmer has found his lost sheep. Let's all have a party. Oh, they're just... And you can see the similarities. I just love remembering how much God loves us. There's also in the Bible, along with the story of a lost sheep, there's some story of a lost coins. Now, all around the room, there are hidden some rather large coins. Excuse the drawing. I didn't mean any disrespect whatsoever. However, so I need you to go and find these coins for me. All right, so can you go and look and find some coins for me, please? Yeah, yes, please. Right, bring them up here. You've got to hold on to it, though. You've got to hold on to it. Oh, excellent. Stand there. You've got to... Now, let's hope we get them all, because it won't make sense if we don't. Now, you will see on the back of the coins, there are some words. So I may need some more volunteers to come and hold these. Right, Avery, are you going to hold one for me? Hold one in that hand. Mummy might need to come as well. Can you hold that one as well?
There you go.
And that one. Now, need to turn around and face this way so everyone can see what's written on your... Everyone can see what's written on them. So face that way. Now, it is abbreviated verse because I couldn't draw any more coins and cut them out, so do apologise. But there is a verse there, or the beginnings of one and the end of the next. There is a clue. So we need to get the coins in the right order. We may need some more volunteers to help hold. Don't sit down, Andrew. So, anybody ideas what we're going to start with? I hope I've written this down somewhere. I don't know. I think I've written it down in the other book. That's really good. I don't know, I hope there's 18. Let me just check what it is. There might be a capital, is there a capital I? Right, Ava's first, lovely. I have, I'm giving you a clue now. I have called. Is there a called? I have called you by. Is there a by? By name. Lovely. Move over a little bit. Lovely. By name. You. There might be a. There's several yous, so. I have called you by name, you, swap that one, are, swap that one, mine, oh, you, are, swap, are, precious, to me, there's the one missing. Or two, and I, someone, and I, Andrew, where did you hide them? There is a story. Did you do that on purpose? They were definitely all here yesterday. And I love you. Well hidden, Ann. Well done. Well, as it was, we were going to hide some of them anyway, so it won't matter. And where am I up to? Precious. You are precious. And I, oh, to me. And I love you. So you're going to imagine one bit there. We have. But we're going to say it together. Turn around then, Ava, there we go. I have called you by name. You are mine. You are precious to me. And I love you. Let's do it one more time. I have called you by name. You are mine. You are precious to me, and I love you. I have 40. No, not all of them. Right, let's try again. Leave some of them round because I'm not sure they're ready for that bit yet. Isaiah 43. I have
called you by name. You are mine.
You are precious to me, and I love you. That's about as many I can remember. Ready? Isaiah 43. Sorry, Andrew. I
have called you by name. You are mine.
Right, let's turn them all around so we can just see the queen. And let's say together. Isaiah 43. I have called you by name. You are mine. You are precious to me, and I love you. One more time. I have 40. Sorry. Isaiah 43. I have called you by name. You are mine. You are precious to me, and I love you. Well done. Thank you very much. Now, we like to do things, we're going to all, I'm including you, we're going to make a bookmark. Here is the one I made earlier. True. So you need to write, there are two different sides to it, and on the top line, you need to write your name. So I have written Caris, and it says, you are precious to me, and I love you. And then on the other side, I've written Caris, and it says, I have called you by name, you are mine. You do not have to colour it. Well, you don't have to make one, but I'd like you to make one. You can colour it in. There are some stickers you can stick on them if you wish to. If you just want to write your name, that's absolutely fine. But there are two different ones with two different verses. They don't all have butterflies on. There are some different pictures, but the back ones all have crosses on. And then we are going to laminate these for you to take home to remind yourselves, because God's love's not just for now, it's for all time. So, go and help yourselves. Off you go.
We just want to thank you for your goodness. We just want to thank you for your kindness. We just want to thank you that we're never hidden from your sight, wherever we are, wherever we go, that we're never hidden from you. It says that your light shines into the darkest places. And so there's nowhere that we can go that we can be hidden from your presence. And that with David, we can say, if I go to the far side of the world, even then, your love will find me. Lord, I just want to thank you that we just know about this love and we know about this goodness and that we are just so blessed by you. So we just want to bring our worship, we want to bring our praise and everything that we have as a family, from the youngest to the oldest, and just celebrate your goodness. Oh Lord, we just want to thank you that you're not in a distant, far off place, but that you're right with us. I don't know about you, but that Finding Nemo thing, it's funny how different things speak to you, isn't it? But I just love the way that the story was being told from one person to the next person to the next person, and it just spread like wildfire. And if you've seen the film, you'll just know more about that. But Lord, I just pray that you would fill us so much and that we would be so aware of your goodness that we can't stop talking about how you're blessing us. How your love is embedded into who we are. And Lord, we want to share about your goodness and your kindness. And we just want to be so engrossed with you, Lord, and how good you are, that we would just share and tell. One would tell another about the kindness of the Lord. Thank you that your salvation is just for everybody. And Lord, I just pray that you'd loosen our tongues and that we would be people that are prepared to give a reason, it says, for the hope that is within us. And that hope is so firm. It's such a firm foundation for life. Oh, Lord, I just pray by your Spirit you would bring courage, that you would bring strength, but you would, out of the overflow of this love in us, that we would just share with you and who you are. Amen.